Each one of us have embedded within us a compass. It's the eternal compass. It is the compass that sets us down our divine path, gives us our inner knowing of right and wrong, good and bad. It is that compass, when it's aligned with the divine, that knows our true path, true calling. It is attached to the inner knowing. And when we are aligned with the divine, that compass will show us and lead us down the divine path for our highest and best good. And by following that divine compass, all will be in divine order all of the time. What has happened in the past that is that we have separated ourselves from that divine center, and then our compass doesn't work. The compass only works when we are connected to the divinity within our heart center. That compass is within our heart as well. And when we are aligned with the divine, that compass works freely. It is our thoughts that askew that compass. It is our guilt, our shame, our ignorance, our going outside of ourselves that causes the compass to not have clarity, and then we are thinking and trying to figure out what to do next and what may be right or wrong, and then we get stuck because we really don't know. We don't know because we aren't connected to Source. When we are connected to Source, there is no question, there is no doubt, and we don't have to discern anything. Discernment was created in a way to help us figure out what is right and wrong. When we began, we didn't have that as an issue. We always knew. We were always divinely connected, and we always just knew what was right and wrong. When we went out of ourselves, looking outside of ourselves for a solution, or questioning or wondering, is there or could there be something better? Is this enough? When we get into it's enough, we start questioning whether or not divinity is satisfactory enough. That question has within it that serpent energy of which we are clearing today as it relates to discernment. When we clear the need for discernment, we also clear the need to go outside of ourselves. When we go outside of ourselves, we get into trouble because we don't know what is the perfect and right answer, because our perspective is so limited. When you are connected to divine source, the power that lies within your heart and center, you just know, and there's no question, and there is no need for discernment ever. When you align yourself with the divine, Every moment has clarity to it. When you step out of that center, you are then in doubt, concern, fear. You have that question and that need then to discern right from wrong, good from bad. And then you have to live in your head to determine your next right action. When you live in your head with limited knowledge and only knowledge based on what you have learned thus far, you are then relying on memory and memory alone to make your choices. Your memory trips you up because your memory is limited and you are making your choices based on a limited perspective and see the world through particular lenses and only can make decisions upon what you have learned thus far. What you have learned thus far is memories that you gather with you from the beginning of your time and experience and rely on that past to tell you what the future may hold. But that future will hold only that which you can gather up through those memories of your past from the beginning of your time and are limited from that perspective alone. When you choose to let go of those memories and choose not to rely on your memories alone and connect to the source will provide to you the perfect and right solution to whatever you need at the time. The source may not line it up and map it out in a business plan or a marketing plan like some of you are familiar with, but you will always know what is your purposeful right next step. If you choose to follow the purposeful right next step alone, in trust that the divine source within you knows the bigger picture, the whole picture, you just move forward effortlessly. If you have to decide again, should I or shouldn't I, you are separate from source. And your job at that point is not to discern, it's to realign with the divine within your soul, within your heart. And that's your job. That's all you have to do. Your job in each and every moment is to align with the divine. That's it. No more, no less. And when you are aligned with the divine and you are inspired to move forward in whatever direction, you don't need to stop and analyze, should I or shouldn't I? You just move forward knowing that when you are aligned with the divine, you are taking down the path that is for your highest and best good and for the highest and best good of all concerned. You don't need to question. You don't need to doubt, wonder, consider, think, anything. It's really quite effortless. You get inspired, go here, you go here. You get inspired to go there, you go there. You get inspired to do nothing, do nothing. For the divine within your soul, within your heart, knows all and all that is appropriate for you. So you no longer have to question or discern anything. You don't have to think, wonder, analyze anything. It's really quite miraculous. But most people want to think, analyze, discern, and wonder on their own. And that is what has gotten them into trouble countless times, lifetime after lifetime, as in each moment they discern, think, wonder, decide, they are basing their choices on their limited perspective, the memory within them of their past, which does not encompass the whole. So in each and every moment, each and every one of you have a choice. You either align with the divine and allow the inspiration to lead you forward, or you think, decide, discern, wonder, question, and try to figure out what to do next. And then you make that decision based on your analysis and go in a particular path based on your analysis from your limited memory bank of experience. And then you sit back and wonder, why doesn't this feel as good as I would have preferred? Why isn't this experience showing me what I thought I may have experienced or discovered at the end of my intentional goal of doing it the way I decided? And you then question, what's wrong? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with the world? Why isn't this showing up the way I think I should have it? When you made your decision on your own to begin with limited experience and perspective, and then you make yourself wrong, you beat yourself up, you abuse yourself, and then you think badly of yourself, and then you increase the memory of limitation, and then you attract to you more limiting experiences based on the limiting view you have on yourself, because you are looking at yourself from a limited perspective from your thinking brain, rather than if you looked at the whole from which you come when you are aligned with the divine at your essence. When you align with the divine at your essence, you are omnipotent. You have access to all-knowing and can experience the world from an empowered position, being able to access all that is and experience all that is, and for your highest and best good, out of that alignment and place of empowerment from within your own soul and heart. So when you go within and align with that center, align with the divine at your center, and choose from there to follow the inspiration from that divine place, or go to your thinking brain and think through your arrogance and ego that you might be able to come up with a better idea than the I within your essence. So every time you go out of yourself and choose to think, you are aligning with your arrogance and ego, thinking you know better than the essence within, the divine within, the I within Your essence, aligned with the divine, knows all because it is all-knowing. Your ego has limitations inherent within it, and yet most of society will choose ego over the I within. So in each and every moment, you have a choice to align with the I or with your ego. And that is all you need to choose. That is the decision you need to make in each and every moment. I, ego. I, ego. I, ego. And as I've already explained, where the ego will take you, you have the choice, with a better clarity as of today, which path suits you better. Which path would you prefer? Choosing the I within, the all-knowing, the omnipotent, or your ego based on your limited perspective and memory from your own past. So the choice is always yours. It is never anyone else's. No one else will make it for you. No one else need make it for you. You can choose to align with the divine within and operate from that place going forward, or choose to do it alone and figure out all the solutions to all of your problems and all of your future by going it alone. So it's either aligning with the divine in all-knowing for your highest and best good in each and every moment, or go it alone. The choice, as I said, is yours to make in each and every moment. So that is your choice. That is the choice that you need to make in a moment. If you choose with the divine, you no longer have to think again. You can just allow what is for your highest and best good to unfold in divine order with the good for all concerned, or you can go it alone and stay in your head and rely on whatever you may know or think you know, and whatever someone else may think they know, and the whole bunch of you who think you know better than the divine can have a field day and enjoy whatever you end up coming up with on your own. So again, we invite you to consider choosing to align with the divine within and never have to have a thought, worry, consideration, or the need for discernment ever again. That you can live a life that is purposeful, divinely guided, in divine order, for your highest and best good and all those concerned going forward. Again, the choice is yours. Alrighty there. You there?
I'm here. That was weird.
Huh?
That was weird.
What was weird?
No, not weird, just